on the wall at 7. And I know we're going to be missing one member tonight, but we'll call the city council meeting to order. And Chris, would you please take a roll?
Council President Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember Steer?
Here.
Mayor Nelson?
Here. Thank you. And I see Pastor Maxwell is here from Seventh-day Adventist Church. And would you please lead us in the invocation?
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your love and for these people who have assembled tonight to do the business of the city. We're grateful, Lord, that we still live in a country where we are free to call on you as well as free to exercise the privileges of citizenship and to vote and to participate in the process. We thank you for that, and we ask your guidance to be with us tonight as we deliberate those things on our agenda. Be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and you all may be seated. And like me, this is going to be one of Pastor Maxwell's last meetings with us. He's had a calling to Renton, Washington.
Wow.
So we wish him the best of luck and thank him very much for helping us with our community.
Yeah.
Okay, and good luck. All right, the first item of business is the consent agenda. Are there any additions, corrections, or questions on the consent agenda?
If none, Mr. Mayor, I move we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the consent agenda. Would you poll the council, please?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember Steer?
Yes.
All right, the consent agenda has been approved. Next item of business is public hearings at 7 or as soon thereafter. Consideration to approve case number 15-01-AN, Falcon Crest Annexation. Troy Behunin, we'll let you present that to us, please.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. For the record, Troy Behunin, CUNA Planning and Zoning Staff, 763 West Avalon. The annexation application you have before you this evening for the Falcon Crest Golf Course area is 15-01-AN. The applicant is seeking annexation into the city through annexing other properties that touch because they don't actually have a touch. And they've found cooperation through the Bureau of Land Management or State Land Department, a neighboring property owner, and then other properties in their control. They have followed all of the notification process requirements, including holding a neighborhood meeting and posting the site for the Planning and Zoning Commission for tonight's hearing. It's also been advertised in the newspaper and letters to landowners within actually 350 feet have all been sent letters for the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing and also for tonight's hearing. Planning and Zoning did recommend earlier this summer forwarded a recommendation of approval for the request. Everything that we have asked the applicants to do since last spring, they have done, and they've tried their best to be as accommodating as they can and to get this underway. And as such, they are in a position to annex into the city. And through cooperation with the neighboring property owners, especially the BLM and the, I'm sorry, I keep saying BLM, the Department of State Lands, and the Blevins family, who is here tonight, a pathway has been secure. The Department of Lands, they only had one request. That was that their parcel may be annexed into the city, but they would like to have an easement across the top portion of their property for future use, which would give them access from the east side of their property. That was a condition of approval from planning and zoning that get accomplished and recorded. I have in my hands a copy of that easement. It has been recorded, and so they fulfill that requirement. The Blevins family has also been instrumental in securing a pathway, and they split their property out in the county, and thus it provided a 10-acre contiguity for this project to move forward. Because the Blevins family has split their lot, it is now a viable lot here in the city of Kuna, and it would be regarded as any other lot and given all those rights to every other parcel that is in the city of Kuna. And they don't really have any development plans for the immediate future. However, they're basically setting the table for future development when services get closer. Like I said, the applicant has done everything we've asked them to do, and they followed all of the rules, all of the noticing procedures, and I would stand for any questions that you might have. Hopefully you've had a chance to read through the packet.
Okay, questions of Troy? I presume it's all contiguous?
It is all contiguous, okay. Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
Thank heavens.
Okay. Joe?
Did you? No.
Oh, okay. Richard?
No question.
Okay. All right. If there are no questions, then this is a public hearing. We did have a sign-up sheet for people that are interested in testifying on this issue to sign up, and no one signed up.
Yes. Mr. Mayor, sorry to interrupt. The applicant is here, and his representative would like to make a small presentation.
Okay. Would the applicant like to address the council?
Mayor Nelson, members of the council, for the record, my name is Steve Arnold. I'm with 18 Land Consultants, 1785 Whisper Cove, Boise, 83709. What I'd like to do tonight, I'll kind of give you a brief overview of our thoughts and our future ambitions for the property, and kind of go through a little bit of history of what has led up to where we're at right now. This property's been under the development since 1997, when it first came to the county as a conditional use application to start the golf course. Over a period of years, they've built out 18-hole and 2 9 executives along with a driving range. So the golf course has been built out and built out to its full extent at this point. The intent around developing the golf course has always been around having homes along the fairways and the greens, and the idea was that we would eventually subdivide and put homes out there. And the question became, where do we build the subdivision? Do we do it as a planned community through the county, or do we do it through some means through a city agency that was nearby? And as time elapsed, the city of Kuna's boundary got closer and closer, to where a point last year that we approached the city and talked about annexing the golf course with the idea that we would eventually subdivide the property. At this point, because there aren't any services nearby, this is just the first step in that subdivision process. We envision that there's going to be multiple meetings with city council and the planning staff, working through the next issues of how do we get services out there. Once we get through that step, the next will be, you know, doing some preliminary planning of how we're lotting it. Most likely that'll be with another developer. Our intentions here tonight is to start creating that pathway for a developer to come in and develop it either solely or potentially jointly, but most likely solely, and take over the project and it become a development. There's approximately 800 to 900 acres that could be developed as single family. The golf course consists of between 250 to 300, depending upon how you break it out. So with the future development of this site, we would have quite a significant amount of open space, being the golf course. There would be additional amenities with each phase, and that would be seen in the future as development occurs. So our first step is tonight is to get the annexation. We're annexing with the idea of an agricultural zone as a holding zone until we start working through all of the other issues that go with this development. We did hold a neighborhood meeting. A lot of discussion was about the development or possible development timing, when would we get services there, and at this point, you know, when I did have that, and it, still at this point, we don't know. I mean, our next step is to work with the city and try to get those services out there. There really wasn't any opposition at that point, and I still don't believe that we have any. ACHD hasn't had any comment. They typically do not comment on a rezone of such, especially a rezone to an agricultural zone. So we've not had any opposition or conflicts with any other agencies. We're just creating that stepping stone for us to move further with the city. I had some pictures, but they weren't able to make it here. The golf course is probably one of the best that I've golfed in Idaho. I think it's going to be a nice amenity to the city, and with that, I'll stand for any questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Arnold. Are there any questions of Mr. Arnold?
I have none.
Mayor, I have one, Steve. Does this actually encroach upon the golf courses, or is it short on the south end?
Mayor Nelson, Councilman Cardoza, this is just the south end. This is just per se the first start of the overall property. As we get more of the issues resolved, I envision that we come in with potentially a new annexation and possibly a preliminary plat for that first acreage there at the corner. So no, this does not encroach on the golf courses that I understand. There may be a little bit, but it's not the majority of the golf course itself.
Okay. Looking at the schematics, it looks like it's all the raw agricultural land, not the golf course, is what I see.
That's my understanding. That's correct. Okay.
Anywhere in the agreement between the city and your organization, is there any obligation for us to bring out utilities to you?
Mayor Nelson, Councilman Cardoza, no. We wish, but there's nothing in there that says that you got to bring us utilities. At this point, it's up to us to start resolving that issue and getting the utilities there. This is just a first step.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Steve.
We are working on that, Steve.
So we are very happy to help participate.
Okay, great. Any further questions? All right, thank you very much. And like I was starting to say, this is a public hearing, and so we did have a sheet for people to sign up that were interested in testifying. No one signed up, so we will make the request. Is there anyone that would like to testify in this issue that didn't get a chance to sign up? If so, please raise your hand and we'll recognize you. Okay. Hearing none, then I guess we'll close the hearing. And I guess, are there any wrap-up points, Troy, that you'd like to make?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. All right, then we have before the council consideration to approve case number 15-01-AN, Falcon Crest Annexation.
Mayor, yes. I do have one question for Troy.
Okay.
There was some public land, I think, that was being discussed for the right-of-way. Has that been adjudicated to where there is a right-of-way now?
Across the Department of State Lands, is
yes.
that what you're talking about? The easement for that access, yes, it has been recorded, and it is in place because the far east side of the Department of State Lands, it actually doesn't touch. So the easement actually goes across this property owner's property.
Okay.
So, but yes, it is in place. It's just an easement. It's not right-of-way.
Okay. Thanks, Troy.
Okay, thanks. Okay, like I say, the consideration to approve 15-01-AN is rightfully before the council.
Based on the record contained in case number 15-01-AN, including the exhibits, staff's report, and the noting that there was no public testimony, I move we approve the finding of facts and conclusions of law and the conditions of approval for case 15-01-AN with the conditions of approval listed in the report.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and second that we approve case number 15-01-AN with the accompanying attachments. Would you please poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember Steer?
Yes.
All right, case number 15-01-AN has been approved. Next item is consideration to approve case number 15-03-LLA, a lot line adjustment request by Gary Harriet, Troy Behunin.
Mr. Mayor, I'll give him just a few minutes to
sure.
exit.
Well, I know Mrs. Blevins was saying it's about getting to be time for a nap.
Thank you all.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. The application you have before you now, tonight, 15-03-LLA, which is a lot line adjustment request by Gary Harriet. Once again, the applicant has provided everything that staff has asked for, and they have done everything that they're supposed to do. His request is simple. He would like to readjust the lot lines on his property, and they are qualifying parcels, so that he can fit the needs, his current needs, for these two parcels. And staff has no concerns, and we see no problem with it, but it's up for the council to decide. I would stand for any questions you might have. Hopefully you've had a chance to look over the packet.
Okay, thank you. Troy, questions? Richard?
I don't have any, except I've had some dealings on this land, so I probably abstain from voting.
Okay. Any questions?
No, I'm good with it.
Mayor, and I wanted to check with Richard, if Council President Cardoza abstains, I don't know that we have a quorum for voting.
So, when your dealings with it, was that on a previous owner or?
This owner. I think you have quorum here. I don't think you need a quorum to vote on it, do you, Richard?
Right. Yeah, we have a quorum. So go ahead and vote.
Okay. Okay, I didn't hear that anybody had any questions.
I didn't, no.
Everything is in order on this?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, it is.
Okay. Then we have before the council the consideration to approve case number 15-03 LLA, a lot line adjustment request by Gary Harriet.
Mr. Mayor, I'd move we approve case number 15-03 LLA.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve case number 15-03 LLA. Would you please poll the council? And I would leave Richard out or put down that he is abstained.
Yes, sir. Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember Steer?
Yes.
All right. Case number 15-03 LLA has been approved, the lot line adjustment. Okay, moving on, we have consideration to approve resolution R-79-2015 approving spectrum lease agreement. Gordon Law.
Mr. Mayor, the spectrum lease agreement has to do with radio spectrum. And where this arises from is that the city has started using a different provider for the water meters and the radio read antennas and so forth that go with it. And as part of that, we use parts of the radio spectrum owned by others, particularly it's owned by the ones who have the radio read system. And apparently there's a requirement by the FCC that when we do something like that, that we have a lease agreement for the use of that spectrum, and I presume it's for some access to regulation to the party who's actually using the spectrum. Had the mayor sign this already since we had started using the system. We didn't want to disrupt our ability to use those spectrum frequencies in order to read the meters. But we're asking for your confirmation of that action, although there appears to be no terms that we have to meet and no money changes hands between us and the owner of the spectrum. It just seems to be something to fill the requirements of the FCC. With that, I'll stand for any questions council may have concerning this particular matter.
Okay. Are there questions of Gordon?
I thought there was a commitment of a dollar in there somewhere.
We already pay a maintenance fee associated with the system, and so that's already in the deal. So I considered that we really wasn't a dollar from us, but it was taken out of that payment we already make for the maintenance agreement. I may be misinterpreting that, but I'm not sure I would treat that as consideration.
Contract, but for somewhere, I was going to ask you if that dollar was a year or perpetuation or how it went. Not that big of a deal for a dollar, but I just thought somewhere it had a commitment of a dollar, but it didn't
it's on
go
page.
Into.
Do you want me to tell you what page it's on? Would that be helpful?
What page is it?
It looks like page 111 of 151 or page 6 of 10 if you're in 7B. I can read you the sentence too if that's easier.
Why don't you?
Yeah. So it says, since it's hereby grants to the customer and customer accepts the spectrum manager lease over the frequencies of the FCC license and solely within the customer service area. There's something in parentheses, and then says, for use of the spectrum, census shall partition $1 from the annual/monthly or other ongoing fees already being paid by customer, and such amount is hereby allocated to the spectrum lease pursuant to this agreement.
It doesn't sound like you have to come up with any new dollars. They just reallocate what we've paid.
Yeah.
As far as I know, there's only one condition on us, and that is if we stop using the frequency for the radio reads, we can't use the frequency.
And we don't get our dollar back? That's all I have there.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Okay, then the resolution R-79-2015 is properly before the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve resolution R-79-2015, approving the Spectrum lease agreement.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We approve resolution R-79-2015, approving the Spectrum lease agreement. Would you please poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember Steer?
Yes.
All right. Resolution R-79-2015 has been passed and approved. Consideration to approve resolutions in preparation for the city's application for a community development block grant with Idaho Commerce for downtown revitalization. Chris?
Mayor, Council, I have three separate resolutions under this category, and I've done a memo. But just briefly, R-80-2015, that is the participation plan. The purpose of the participation plan is that it meets the requirements for the Idaho CDBG grant. And we hold a minimum of two public hearings at different stages in the process to take input. We had input last week at a open house that we held at the event Kuna Event Center. And I'll stand for any questions on that one.
Richard, do you want us to handle each of those individually, or can we handle them all three at once?
Prefer to have those individually, please.
Okay. The first one, then, is R-80-2015, resolution of the City of Kuna, Idaho, approving the Idaho Community Development Block Grant Citizen Participation Plan, authorizing the mayor to execute the same and the clerk to attest to said execution. Are there any other questions on R-80-2015?
Mr. Mayor, if none, I move we approve R-80-2015.
Second.
And moved and seconded that we approve R-80-2015. Would you please poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember Steer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution R-80-2015 has been passed and is approved. Consideration to approve R-81-2015, JUB Professional Services Agreement. A resolution of the City of Kuna, Idaho, approving the Professional Services Agreement with JUB Engineers, Inc. to prepare an Idaho Community Development Block Grant, Citizen Participation Plan, Downtown Revitalization Plan for the City of Kuna, Idaho, and authorizing the mayor to execute the agreement. Are there any points you'd like to make on this one, Chris?
No, this is, I had spoke with council before, gotten permission to issue the RFP. We had to submit a response. JUB was the successful consultant in this, and I already have the funding set aside. So I would stand for any questions.
Okay, are there any questions? All right, then the, thank you, Chris. The resolution R-81-2015 is properly before the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve R-81-2015.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We approve resolution R-81-2015. Would you please poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember Steer?
Yes.
Resolution R-81-2015 has been passed and is now approved. Okay, the third one is consideration to approve R-82-2015, establishing a redevelopment area, a resolution to establish a redevelopment area. Chris, would you like to say anything about this?
Yes, please. On this ordinance, this is council recognizing the boundaries for this first phase of redevelopment for the portion of downtown revitalization. These boundaries are not the complete project over a number of years. This is to the initial phase one and phase two, And the reason it's broken into phase one and phase two is because of funding reasons. We anticipate that the cost will be approximately $2.1 million to fund the entire Main Street rehabilitation and revitalization. And then from there, we'll be coming back probably in future fiscal years to talk to council about pursuing more funding and grants to maybe go to 4th Street and expand our areas. There's a map or an overview, an overlay in the packet that shows you that we'll be going from E up to the roundabout, focused on Main Street and E. Those areas that we've identified come from a steering committee that fluctuates between 10 to 18 members, and it's also the input that we've received at public meetings. I stand for any questions.
Okay, are there any questions? And we were advised, Chris was advised, that we should split that because it's an awful large sum to try to get it just once, whereas breaking it up a little into a couple phases at least gives us a better chance to get it funded. Any questions? Then the resolution R82-2015 is properly before the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve R82-2015.
Second.
And move and second that we approve resolution R82-2015. Would you please poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember Steer?
Yes.
Resolution R82-2015 has been passed and is approved. Okay, we have consideration to approve Ron Herther to the Planning and Zoning Commission effective November 1st, 2015. Mr. Herther's term will expire on November 1st, 2018. Wendy, would you like to address the council on this one?
Sure. I did not receive any further interested parties, so I bring this before you as the only one that we have.
And you did put that notice out, like,
yes,
like
I put
we
it on
discussed.
The web, and, yes.
Yeah.
On Facebook,
okay.
Etc.
All right. Questions of Wendy?
No.
Okay. Then consideration to appoint Ron Herther is properly before the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we would appoint Ron Herther to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we appoint Ron Herther to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Would you please poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember Steer?
Yes.
All right, Ron Herther has been appointed to the Planning and Zoning Commission as our newest member. Okay, proceeding on, October 2015 construction report. Gordon?
Mr. Mayor, I have no comments on this, and council doesn't need to feel the need to comment or ask questions unless they want to. So,
okay, are there any questions or comments on Gordon's report?
So, Gordon, you're saying life is good?
It's a full day.
It's moving in that direction, which is a good thing. Okay, if there are no questions, then we'll proceed on. Do you have a question, Richard?
I have a question.
Okay.
It goes back to resolution R82-2015, if I could, Mayor.
Okay.
Richard, since both Joe and I are property owners within this redevelopment area, should we be voting on this? Is there a conflict of interest as owners of property within that area?
I'm just looking to see if there's any, I don't think at this time there's any specific allocation of funds to your particular properties, just improvements to the public rights of ways and those type of things. So I wouldn't see that there would be a conflict.
Even though it would affront the sidewalk in front of our properties, there's no conflict of interest from that standpoint.
Right, it's the public right of way and those type of things. So
okay.
It would benefit generally the public.
Okay. Thank you, Richard, Mayor.
Okay, thanks, Richard. Okay. Ordinances. First reading of ordinance number 2015-12, Idaho Power Franchise Agreement. Richard, is there anything new here you'd like to tell the council?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. For the record, Richard Brotz. The only thing that I was tasked with doing was trying to get the five-year term. As you can see in the caption, it's a 10-year term. Idaho Power, I've been working with their attorneys, has taken the position in the code that says that they should be 10 years, but they can be less, as meaning that they want 10 years. In reality, to the city, it probably doesn't matter that much since we're at a 0% franchise fee now. Anyway, at some point in time, if we decide to increase that, we can go ahead and do it. It's certainly significantly less than the 50 years we had before. Probably the big benefit to the city really is the negotiated term that we can run the fiber optic lines on their poles, which could at least get us up and running in fiber optics a lot less expensive than putting them in the ground and sooner in a time frame than permit Public Works and Gordon to make that circle up to the plant and some redundancy for the school and stuff that we were talking about. So based on that, you know, 5 years, 10 years, I think we're getting more out of it than probably worth fighting any more for. So I'd ask the council pass it to the second reading. This is one of those unique statutes that you can't do anything for 30 days and then you have to publish it if there's any significant changes that impact the city, then you have to do it all over again. So we have to pass it to the second reading, and that's what Idaho Power wants to do anyway. So thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to compliment you on the fiber optics part of this. That in the future will be a tremendous asset as we move forward and bring fiber optics to the whole city.
Yeah, so, we got hung up when we were looking at services over to this building. At the time, we didn't have that agreement, and we thought, oh, well, there's fiber optics on Idaho Power's poles, but that's their fiber optics, and we weren't able to say, but we have this agreement that says that we can do this. So we got stuck at basically the old gym is where it's at, and there was no way we would be able to facilitate getting it over here. So had we had something like this in place at that time, we could have strung it on the lines, which is a lot cheaper than conduit underground.
Yeah, it makes it a tremendous deal.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay, question.
I know we've talked about franchise fees before, and I was not aware that, so I just want to make sure that this is correct. In Section 10, it says if we want to establish a franchise fee greater than 1% but less than 3%, we have to take it to the voters?
We do. That's statutorily required. It's 0 to 1%, 1 to 3% goes to the voters.
And is that just for certain utilities? Because I thought we had...
It's for the utility franchise, yes. It's not like the franchise fees that we've done before.
Like cable ones.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Okay. Any further questions or clarification?
Richard, I think you and I talked about the last sentence on Section 3, page 2 of 7. I was concerned whether... the city, if it was not made aware of a grant, or whether or not we could be held accountable for reimbursement.
Right, and I thought about that further, and I recall the conversation, and I thought about that further, and figured that no, we wouldn't be, if we didn't do it, then there's no liability there.
Okay. There's no liability for ignorance or anything else. We just didn't see it and let it get past us.
Right.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
What's the feeling on the council? Would you like three readings on this or... I don't think it's so earth-shattering that it couldn't all be done tonight.
Didn't you say that we need three readings?
Yeah, we have to. This is one of those unique ones that has
okay.
to go through the process. Due to the timelines, it just makes sense to do the three readings. So,
all right. Okay, then the, this will count as the first reading of ordinance number, whatever ordinance this is, 2015-12, and it will have it on the next agenda. Okay? The first reading of ordinance number 2015-18, annexing real property. Trevor or Wendy?
This ordinance is for what you had approved last week on Stafford's property, 10 Mile and Sunbeam. It was a lot split or annexation.
Okay. All right, are there any questions for Wendy on this one?
No.
Nothing's changed?
No.
So would this still be the first reading, or would this be the second reading?
This is the first reading.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and read it then. And an ordinance annexing certain real property, to wit, parcel number R507-050-1603 and parcel number R5705-01602, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of Kuna, Idaho, into the city of Kuna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date. So the ordinance number 2015-18 is before the council, and this is fairly routine, so should this one require three readings, or could the council go ahead and pass it tonight?
The council could pass it tonight.
Okay. It's kind of up to the council if you'd like to, or if you want to drag it out.
Mr. Mayor, I would move that we waive the three readings of ordinance number 2015-18.
Second.
And move to second that we waive the three readings of ordinance number 2015-18. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
Mr. Okay. Mayor, I would move that we approve ordinance 2015-18.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve ordinance number 2015-18. Would you please poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember Steer?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance number 2015-18 been passed and publication becomes law.
Mr. Mayor, I'd move that we approve a summary publication of ordinance 2015-18.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we approve a summary publication of ordinance 2015-18. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. The summary will be sent to the Kinemova News. Okay, that really concludes the formal agenda. And I know this will be a big disappointment for Greg, because I'm sure he wanted to spend 3-4 hours here with us.
We'll get him another night.
He thought he was coming to a good bar fight.
Okay, are there any other items that the council has that would like to bring up?
Mayor, would it be possible for the mayor's office or the city to write a thank you to all the candidates that ran for public office?
Sure.
I just think it would be nice to thank them for running for public office, even those that lost, just to let them know they're appreciated the fact they ran for office. So.
Yeah, we'll write up. So you wanted to go out on our web page, or
maybe an individual letter to each candidate?
Oh, to each of them?
Yeah, just on the letterhead from the city. If there's no legal ratification, it would just kind of thank the people for running for office.
Okay. Would you all like to sign it?
Yeah. It might not surprise me.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
I think it would be a nice to thank.
Well, Brad, be kind of thanking yourself.
Say 49 cents, don't send it to Joe.
I want a dollar in mine, though.
We'll put 62,000 in it.
We will put together an appropriate thank you for the candidates to run, I don't know, we can scan it and send it, or just have it for them to stop by and sign.
For the council to sign, I can prep it and get signatures at the next meeting and then email them out the following day. Would that be adequate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, are there any other discussion or things come before the council? All right, then we entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Okay, second? Move and seconded, we're adjourned.
Greg?
Yeah.